Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, December 8th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, detectives from the Polk County Sheriff's Office Special Victims Unit arrested a Bartow man on Monday, December 6th, after an investigation showed he had inappropriate contact with two teenage girls, to include sending nude photos of himself to one and video recording another through a bedroom window. The suspect, 46-year-old Robert Scott of Bartow, was charged with video voyeurism of a child under 16, a second-degree felony, lewd or lascivious conduct, another second-degree felony, use of communication device to commit a felony, a third-degree felony, three counts of transmitting material harmful to a minor, also a third-degree felony, and three counts of sex offender failure to register, also a third-degree felony. Scott has been classified as a sexual offender by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement due to a 2003 Polk County conviction for lewd or lascivious battery on a victim 12 to 15 years of age. The investigation began Monday when it was reported to the Polk County Sheriff's Office that Scott had sent via cell phone two sexually explicit photos of himself to a female victim 16 years of age or under, who he has known since September of this year. During an interview with detectives, Scott admitted to his crimes and acknowledged that he knew how old both victims were. Detectives also learned that Scott had failed to fully comply with the registering requirements of his sexual offender obligations by not reporting a vehicle belonging to him, a new phone number, and a new Facebook account, which is required by law. Your local events coming up this Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. is Hometown Christmas, brought to you by Main Street Wauchula and Wauchula State Bank. Enjoy 15 tons of snow, two snow slides, Santa's Playland, free crafts, vendors, and live entertainment right here in Heritage Park. Also, Power and Light Productions presents Bethlehem Nights, a live walkthrough interactive Christmas festival. It's coming to the Hardy County Cattlemen's Arena from December 9th to the 11th. Celebrate Jesus' birthday with your family or group by taking a walk back in time through the dusty streets of their amazing recreation of the village of Bethlehem. Encounter over 100 volunteer actors portraying numerous characters, bringing the story of Christmas to life. Live animals, authentic sets, merchant shops, props, music, dancing, lighting, and a petting zoo make this a truly authentic experience that will warm your heart and remind everyone that Christmas is a celebration of Jesus Christ. Tickets and food sales will start at 5 p.m. and the village will open at 6 p.m. Hand sanitizer will be available throughout the village. Actors will maintain space from guests, and masks are not required but are encouraged. For details, visit www.powerandlightproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. That's www.powerandlightproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. Bethlehem, N-I-G-H-T-S. Your jobs here in the area, Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a recreational therapy assistant. Qualifications include a high school diploma, GED, and previous experience with TBI, behavioral, mental health, physical, and or developmental disabilities. A bachelor's degree and background in recreational services is preferred. AutoZone is looking for an auto parts delivery driver. You must be at least 18 years of age with a valid driver's license and flexible schedule. And WD Wright Construction is looking for traffic controllers and construction flaggers. You must have a valid driver's license and clean driving record, along with a working smartphone with internet access and a clean drug screening. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. You can email us, hardymidday@gmail.com, or if you feel like it, you can also message us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hardymidday. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us or read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 80 degrees out, feels like 84 degrees. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions, partly sunny. Shade temperature 79 degrees with your maximum UV index at 4, moderate. Winds south at 7 miles per hour with gusts up to 14 miles per hour. Your humidity is humid at 59%. Excellent air quality, so breathe it in. Dew point 65 degrees, the cloud cover 46%. Visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:08 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the mid-60s, west winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Thursday, patchy fog early in the morning, partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, east winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s, north winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, then becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Cotton Commission announced the guest speakers for its 15th annual meeting scheduled for January 26 at the UGA Tifton Campus Conference Center. According to MorningAgClips.com, the speakers are Kent Fountain, chairman of the National Cotton Council of America, Jimmy Webb, chairman of the Cotton Board, and Kim Kitchings, senior vice president at Cotton Incorporated. The annual meeting is held in conjunction with the UGA Cotton Production Workshop. USDA's Economic Research Service updated farm sector profit projections, which are expected to increase in 2021. ERS forecast inflation-adjusted net cash farm income, which is gross cash income minus cash expenses, to increase $12.6 billion to $133 billion. U.S. net farm income is forecast to increase by $18.4 billion to $116.8 billion. Net farm income is a broader measure of farm sector profitability that incorporates non-cash items, including changes in inventories, economic depreciation, and gross rental income. The Agricultural Council of America announced National Agriculture Day is March 20th, 2022. This will mark the 49th anniversary of National Ag Day, which is celebrated in classrooms and communities across the country. The theme for National Ag Day 2022 is Growing a Climate for Tomorrow. To learn more, go to agday.org.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, Check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. A big thank you going out to all the people who work and volunteer at local food banks. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's holiday message to food banks is one of deep gratitude for the important work they do every day, but especially in the past year and a half during the pandemic. Vilsack says the USDA is stepping up its own assistance.
Just recently, we established a local food purchase assistance cooperative agreement program that will award up to $400 million for emergency food assistance purchases of healthy, nutritious foods unique to the local geographic area. And we're also awarding up to $100 million in grants to expand the reach of TFAP into underserved communities in rural, remote, tribal, and low-income areas.
Feeding America, a national network of food banks, says that in Alabama, more than 788,000 people are facing hunger, and of them, more than 226,000 are children. In Georgia, 1.2 million people are facing hunger, of them, 377,000 are children. And in Florida, that number is more than 2.5 million people facing hunger, with more than 720,000 being children. U.S. food banks distributed about 50% more food in 2020 compared to 2019, according to the New York Times. Many of the served were first-time visitors. The workers and volunteers served millions of people, even as they dealt with supply chain interruptions and health risks.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Asian stocks advanced and Wall Street opened higher this morning, investors wagering that the new COVID variant will not pose any major threat to the global economy. Japan downgrading its growth estimate for the last quarter, saying that weaker consumer spending and trade resulted in a 3.6% contraction.
The government's revised estimate compared with an earlier estimate of minus 3% growth. The world's third largest economy has been mired in recession and struggling to recover from the impact of waves of coronavirus infections. The latest outbreak in the late summer has receded for now with a sharp drop in cases.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Kellogg's workers have rejected a contract offer, one that would have provided 3% pay hikes. The company is vowing to hire replacements for the 1,400 workers who will remain on strike. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Sixth-ranked Villanova is 7-2 after 67-53 win Over Syracuse in the Jimmy V Classic last night, Orange coach Jim Boeheim says his 5-4 team did not match up well with the Wildcats.
But offensively, we just struggled. It was a struggle. They're a really good defensive team, but they're, you know, I think they're one of the best teams in the country, and we're not.
The Wildcats have a Sweet 16 rematch with Baylor Saturday. Eighth-ranked Kansas is 7-1 after downing UTEP 78-52. The Jayhawks led by 21 at the half and were never threatened. 10th-ranked Kentucky now 7-1 after dunking Southern University 76-64. NBA Eastern Conference into Brooklyn, 1-Dallas, 1-299. Mavs guard Luka Doncic with 28 points has seen his team drop 5-6 to drop below 500.
Just stick together, you know. You have 82 games. We got a lot of things to learn and a lot of things to work on.
Two other games in the NBA saw New York defeat San Antonio 121-109. The Lakers over the Celtics 117-102. This is Esser Sports. In the NHL, St. Louis was an overtime winner over Eastern Conference leader Florida 4-3. Blues left wing Brandon Saad says he's proud of how the team found a way to win after their goaltender and one of their defensemen left with injuries.
It's pretty tough luck right now, but at the end of the day, it is what it is, and there's no excuses. So we're playing some good hockey teams. We're competing. We're battling. We're staying alive, and obviously we had a huge win tonight. So I think the message is whoever's healthy, whoever's playing, keep competing, and we're going to have success.
Defenseman Morgan Riley set up four goals in Toronto's 5-4 win over Columbus. The Maple Leafs have tied the Panthers atop the Eastern Conference. Tampa Bay beat Montreal 3-2. It was the New York Islanders 5-3 over Ottawa. The Islanders snap an 11-game losing streak. Nashville beat Detroit 5-2. Anaheim blank Buffalo 2-0. It was Carolina 4, Winnipeg 2. The New York Rangers 6-2 over Chicago. Minnesota 4, Edmonton 1, and San Jose 5, Calgary 3. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, or visit them online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: I have started aggressively planning for my retirement. And by that I mean I'm playing the lottery 3 to 5 times a week. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.